Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Glad you're joining us here on our Supernatural Friday podcast, our favorite podcast of the week, if you ask me. So we're glad you're with us, and today we found a testimony of a pastor who was taken to heaven, and God revealed to him the revelation of how rewards are seen in heaven. Very important as we walk out our walk. All right, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Welcome. It is our Shabbat Shalom podcast. Here it is Friday. It's the 22nd day of September 2023. Moving forward, we have so many things in the spirit realm, and this podcast is so important as we enter into the rest of the Lord. You know, in Hebrews, when it talks about entering the rest of the Lord, it warns us that if He rested, so shouldn't we. And, you know, the real interpretation is there is, do you think you can work harder than He did when He rested, and you think you're going to outwork what He did? That's really what it's saying. So let's make sure we enter into that rest. Not that we don't do anything, but we do it in the insight that He is our strength and that He is what makes all things work together for good. All right. That's a little quick teaching there on our Shabbat Shalom podcast. So glad you're here, and I hope you've enjoyed the podcast this week as we are in a season where we're in the middle of the feast and we're trying to walk out what the Lord is saying in this hour, and I hope you are getting revelation about that as well. Well, this testimony is amazing because I've always been fascinated with heavenly rewards, and this pastor was taken to heaven and an experience and shown about rewards and how the Lord measures them. This is huge because this is an eternal truth that we all need in order to walk out what God has called us to do in our life. And we don't want to do good works or do works that are not rewarded in the sense that we're doing them out of the wrong motive or wrong reason. And so he gets revelation on that and he shares it through this testimony. So listen to this testimony. And let's apply this to our lives.
Hello, I'm Pastor Ryan Bress. I want to talk to you about a supernatural story that happened to me a few years ago. I'll never forget this as long as I live. And anytime you have a heavenly experience, you really never forget it. What happens is when you go to heaven, when you really go to heaven, there's a residue that stays on you for the rest of your life. And if you cultivate that, it seems to get greater while on this earth. Well, one night while sleeping, I was taken to heaven. And whether in the body, like Paul said, or out of the body, I don't know. But I found myself in heaven. And let me tell you about the atmosphere of heaven. I'm telling you, just the atmosphere of heaven changes your life. You feel that it's so euphoric. And it's nothing like you've ever experienced on earth, ever, in any way whatsoever. And it's constant. The atmosphere of heaven is constant. You don't feel it and not feel it and feel it over here. It's constant euphoria. I mean, when you breathe in the atmosphere of heaven, it changes you. It's life. It's like your whole body is like this, and it's you feel the vibrations of the love of the Father, and it's incredible. So I was taken up to heaven. I found myself in a house feeling this euphoric feeling, and I go down this one stairway, and I turn the corner, and Jesus was there, and he was so beautiful. And he said, I want to show you something. So we walked around to this place, this house. When I say this was a house, this was a mansion. This place was huge and everything was white. And we walked to this certain part of the house, and he was standing to my right and we were looking to the left. And I saw these massive piles of jewels. of gold and silver. I saw crowns. I saw necklaces. Everything was beautiful. Rubies and diamonds, you name it, that's beautiful. It was there. I mean, when I say piles, it was like 8, 9, 10 feet tall and just as wide. And our eyes were looking, our gaze was on those, that pile. And then we looked a little more this way, and there was another one the same size, and then another one. And then I looked over here, our eyes met over here at this pile, and it was only like a quarter of the size. It was very, you know, about this big. And the Lord told me, that's your love reward. And he was showing me, I don't know who these other people's reward was, but or who these people were, but that was their reward. But mine was only a quarter of the size of everybody else's. And there was jewels there and rubies and crowns there, but it was only a quarter of the size of everybody else's. And that bothered me. And Jesus said to me, I want you to work on your love reward. And when he said that, he downloaded to me these incredible revelations about how to love on earth. That is missing on this earth. The love that I have for you and the love that you have for me. You know, Romans 13:8 says, you don't owe anybody anything except the debt to love one another. I am telling you, what happened to me in heaven changed my life forever. And then I found myself back into my body. And when I woke up, I had all these downloads of what it really means to love you and for you to love me. My friend, when you walk into a room, it's not about you. It's about everybody else in that room. You know what you need to be like? You need to be like one of those people that you walk in the room and everybody knows you're there and you didn't even say anything because you're carrying that love for people. And let me tell you, in heaven, we are rewarded for even the smallest thing you do out of love. Do you realize that? Jesus said, if you give somebody just a cup of cold water in my name, there's reward for that. I give homeless people money, socks, you name it, all the time. Now, will they take that money and go buy alcohol with it? Probably. But I do it out of love. We are the arms and the hands and the feet and the mouth of the Lord on this earth. And we extend that love to people. What happens, my friend, is so many people are wounded and they don't feel love themselves. And so they don't have any love to give away. But when you encounter the love of the Father, it changes you from the inside out, and it gives you such a love for people. But the thing I want you to realize is when I was looking at that reward in heaven, I realized, because it came to me, the littlest thing is rewarded. Let me give you, for instance, let's say that you are in an office and you hear somebody talk negatively about you, and they don't know that you were listening, and these two people over here talking bad about you, and you're in your office. And if you sit in your office and say, Lord, I forgive them, I love them, there's reward for that. However, ready for this? I bet you've never heard this before. However, what happens when you see them 20 minutes later? To treat them as if that thing never happened is one of the highest levels of love on the earth. To love people is to love with holding nothing back. And when you say, here, let me buy your lunch, knowing full well that you don't have money to do that, when you say, let me buy you a cup of coffee, let me buy you lunch, let me help you with that, when you do that, there is a great reward in heaven. Now, of course, we don't do things to get reward, but when you live loved, and when you understand the love of God, You have this authenticity about you that everywhere you go, how can I help? How can I serve? How can I be a part of your life? Because you're living in that love of God. Now, let me tell you what happened. Because I went to heaven and experienced this, I'm accountable now for what Jesus told me. So I'm continually looking for ways to love people and talk to people. But it's from here, my friend. It's not from my head. When you love people, like the Bible says, from the heart, the very smallest thing that you do. Let me give you another for instance. Let's say that your husband or your wife always does the dishes or always sweeps the floor and always does this or that. When you do things for people without them even asking you, there's reward in heaven. Well, how can there be reward in heaven? That's an earthly thing. I am telling you what I saw. There's reward for the small. Let me get that for you. Let me hold that door open for you. An elderly lady can't hardly make it up the steps. When you help that lady up the steps, Jesus is recording that. When you treat children with love, the Bible says that their angels report to the Father in heaven. So when you do something for a little child, you get reported in heaven. And so here's what I want to leave you with, my friend, is that the things that I experience in heaven, you can also experience. You can experience the love of God. You can experience the tremendous love that we can walk in for one another. And my prayer for you, and the Lord showed me this right before we got on the air with you today, that many of you are going to start having your own encounters with God. It's not about this person or that person having a supernatural story. It's time for you to have your own supernatural story. Let me pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for my friends that are watching. I pray that you open up the windows of heaven. You know what the Lord just told me? He said the windows are already open. Lord, they're living under an open heaven. I pray that they have encounters with heaven, that you take them to heaven, that you fill their room with angels, Lord, that they have their own supernatural story. Lord, I thank you that the heavens are open. They don't have to strive. They don't have to worry. The Lord is saying, this is a thus saith the Lord. The heavens are open. Now just receive. Expect a supernatural story to come your way any moment. I am telling you, supernatural divine appointments are coming your way, my friend. Thank you for joining us today.
Now, I love testimonies like this. You know, I've had encounters in this realm as well, and he's right. It does leave a deposit on you for the rest of your life, and it leaves a truth in you that you can share with the body. And this is a great truth about rewards. You know, Paul tells us clearly that there is a believer's judgment. Now, a judgment is not what you think it is most of the time. It's an assessment. It assesses what you've done, whether good or bad. Also, it assesses the motive in which you did things. I think that's important. Our prayer should be, we want to do good works, yes, but we want to do them as he shared in this great testimony out of love. Not out of a selfish desire or I got to do this so I can stack up some rewards or whatever. And those are religious dead works and they're going to be burned up, hay, wood, and stubble. Although that sounds horrible, hay, wood, and stubble, remember that's his mercy because any work you do to try to gain salvation or gain a better place out of selfish motive, God would be unjust to allow you to enter in with that so the hay, wood, and stubble gets burned up, and so you enter in with purity. So the only good works you enter into the kingdom with is that which was pure, and it takes away any false motive or any issue that makes that work unholy, which then means you come before the Lord clean. So it's a mercy gift of doing that, but I don't want to have to wait until that believer's judgment to find that out. Let's work on it now. Let's challenge our own hearts, as he shared today, to why am I doing what I'm doing? And sometimes we just do the Christian thing, and we're not called to do that. We're called to function out of love. As he said, owe no man any debt except the debt of love. And when you function that way, you can be assured of what he saw was those piles of rewards. I don't think it's wrong to desire to be rewarded for the purpose of I can give it at his feet. I can lay it down and say, Lord, thank you that you have rewarded me as I walked out what you told me to do, as I walked in the love that you gave me to give to others. And you ask how it's supposed to manifest in your life. He talked about how the people he was helping God told him to do it. You ask the Lord how you should do it. But in all that you do, let it be a natural reaction rather than a, okay, I got to do this. And let's just learn from this. A great revelation. Let's walk this out today. Let me pray for you today. Lord, I thank you for everybody that has listened to this and that wants to apply it to their lives. Lord, I want everybody that follows this ministry and follows what we're doing to be fully and greatly rewarded when they enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I pray now that you allow us to be assessed in a sense, Lord, allow a judgment to come upon our hearts, that we would recognize what we've been doing out of the right motive and what we've been doing out of the wrong motive. Forgive us, Lord, for the wrong, and encourage us in that which is right. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen. All right, have a great day. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Well, thanks again for listening to another one of our Shabbat Shalom podcasts. We call it that because we enter into the rest of the work of what Jesus did. Obviously, it's Sabbath, but we do it to let you have that truth. And we share these testimonies of the power of God to set many free. And this was one of them today. I pray it encouraged you. Listen each and every Friday for that, and please share it with your friends. Again, thanks for following us. Go to our app, our website. We have so many things coming up. The feast is upon us, so this is a feast season. So listen in and follow our teachings and the things we're bringing about the coming season in the Hebraic year. God bless you. We will see you next week.